Hey everyone, Chris Wan here, and this is Accents Out Loud, a podcast by Lucid Accent Consulting, your weekly glimpse on one person's take on English language learning, accents, experimentation, and learning. Welcome to episode 2. Don't really have a title for this one today, but I think it's an important one. I think it's something that people have a hard time grasping, especially non-native English speakers. So a lot of the times my clients, they'll come up to me or they'll say, I want to change my accent. I want to improve my English. I want to communicate better. And there's a lot to unpack from that kind of statement. And I think the second thing, or the thing that I ask them back, is just sort of, okay, why do you want to do this? What's the motivation? Because I think we have to understand that when people come to me to communicate, and sort of the intention is they want to learn how to be a better communicator, that does not necessarily mean that we need to change the accent. Okay. Now there's three things in sort of the academic world that I think people start thinking about a bit more, or are able to compartmentalize a bit more. We're talking about accentedness level. So sort of how accented are you to a native listener who doesn't know you, right? So if I grab a random person off the street, I play them an audio clip of you speaking, how accented are you to them? Let's just say zero is not accented at all. If they heard you, they think you're born and raised in the same region, right? So if we're grabbing someone from Canada, British Columbia, I play an audio clip, they think you're from Vancouver, British Columbia, that's zero. 100 is, you know what, you are from a different country, it's very, very clear. That's obvious, right? So accentedness, that's a pretty easy concept to get, okay? Intelligibility is the second one. So if I had you read 100 words or 100 sentences out loud, and then I play that audio back to that, again, that random person off the street, and I gave them a pen and a paper and I said, write down everything this person says, intelligibility would be sort of, how accurate would they be able to write all those words? So if you said, if you listed out a bunch of colors, red, purple, green, then the listener would be able to write red, purple, green as you said it, right? Simple enough. So if you are 100% intelligible, easy. The listener hears everything and understands everything. But the key difference there is that people can be accented, so you can still tell that they have an accent, but they are 100% intelligible, meaning everything that they said that comes out of their mouth, you can still understand, right? The third thing is ease of understanding. So how easy was it? Did you have to pay attention really closely? Did you have to like look really closely, move in a little bit closer? Turn your ear toward them, really concentrate on that task, right? So you can think of it like, I don't know, in a club or in a concert. Sometimes people, when they're talking to you, you can't hear them and you have to concentrate a little bit harder. That sort of ease of understanding, right? So yes, all three of those things are related, accentedness, intelligibility, and ease of understanding, but they aren't exactly the same. So some people want, their goal is, I don't want to be accented at all. I want you to not be able to understand, to know that I'm not from around here. The problem is, if we target how accented you are, that may not necessarily change the other two things, which is intelligibility and ease of comprehension, and vice versa. We can work on your intelligibility in comprehension, ease of comprehension, but it might not impact your accentedness. So I think that's something that just people don't realize is it's a very necessary distinction or necessary thing to get it through your head that those are different things. And depending on what you are working towards or what you're striving to fix or to improve or to change or to work on, the overall goal is a little bit different, right? When I think of people who have pretty good ease of understanding and intelligibility, but still have their accentedness, I would think of somebody like Jack Ma, right? Former CEO of Alibaba, and I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? These two guys have accented English. You can tell that English isn't their first language, but they're still communicating well. They're still performing at a high level. They're still giving speeches, giving keynotes, communicating to a lot of people, but you can understand them, right? So I think a lot of times when clients come up to me or talk to me and they say, like, I need to work on this, no one can understand me, that's a separate issue. And depending on, again, what we're working on, it can affect either your accentedness, or you could start working on your ease of comprehension or understandability and intelligibility. Yeah, I think that's the main point that I wanted to get across today. So think about it for yourself. If you have a non-native English accent, sort of, what's the ultimate goal here? I can see for somebody who's working to be an actor, right? Like, somebody from the UK who wants to develop an American English accent. Accentedness is really important, right? Accentedness is something that's super important to make sure that you are in character, that you are doing the acting justice, right? If you're doing a biopic or a biographical movie or something like that, you want to accurately represent that person as best as you can. So if you have the accent totally off, then it's not believable. You're not really representing who you're trying to pretend to be really, really well, right? But I think that's that mind shift, right? Other people, maybe someone who's just in business and not an actor, but they wanna get to that next level of performance. They wanna give that presentation well. They wanna do the work or do the presentation or do the pitch really well. Maybe it doesn't matter so much about accentedness, and maybe it's just more important that they deliver their message clearly so that people understand it easily, right? So really be self-critical, right? Be intuitive and sort of have that self-realization, have that discussion with yourself about what you want and what you're striving to get and what you're trying to do, right? Because I think it'll shape sort of what things you want to practice, what things you might want to look at a bit more, right? A lot of times when I'm looking online, like on, I don't know, Instagram or something like that, and we're looking at those English language or English communication, you know, Instagram feeds, a lot of them are talking about pronunciation of specific sounds, and that might not be the biggest issue for you, or that might not be the biggest barrier for effective communication for you, right? So it'll really sort of depend on what we're looking for, what the goals are. Subscribe if this appeals to you. Leave a rating on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a comment if you feel so inclined, and or, I don't know, if you feel like you want to steer this thing into a direction that works for you. If audio isn't your thing, check out my Facebook, my Insta, my website, lucidaccent.com. See you next time.